It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's Adam. It's October 26th. Welcome to This Day is History. Boy, do we have a day for you? I don't know. I haven't really looked. We might have a day for you. I mean, okay, so without a doubt, it's a day, right? But is it a day? Is it a day with good celebrities? Good celebrity birthdays, I should say. Or is it a day with poor celebrity birthdays? I don't know. I'm going to have to roll right into it and see, right? So we're going to have to compare against still October 6th. October 6th has been riding dirty straight through this month. And here they are, 20-some days into it, right? And they're still sitting there on the chopping block. It was by far the longest streak has ever existed on this day's history. Okay, the October 6th crew, in case you've forgotten somehow, I don't know how you could have, is Jeremy Sisto, Amy Jo Johnson, and Elizabeth Shue. So those are the most famous and influential celebrities born on October 6th. Let's compare that against today, against October 25th. You ready? All right, let's jump into it. Let's do some honorable mentions first. Bootsy Collins, born on October 26th. That's a good one right there. He was obviously known for his work in Parliament Funkadelic, and he played bass with James Brown for a long time. But he also, little may you know, that he was a part of D-Light's Groove is in the Heart, right? Same, he wasn't a part of D-Light, strictly speaking, but he was on that song, okay? And so if you watch the video, you can see Bootsy. He's the guy with the big star-shaped sunglasses. Anyway, Bootsy Collins, born October 26th. Let's see, who else? Oh, yeah, there's some people in here. Jim Butcher, author of all the Dresden Files books, born on October 26th. John Heder, a.k.a. Napoleon Dynamite. Gosh, born on October 26th. That was terrible. It was not good. Don't applaud. Come on. Keep it in your pants, folks. That wasn't good. Boy, who else? A lot of names here. I'm having a real hard time sorting through. Who's going to be in the top three? I think I know. Okay. So we'll say Pat Sajak, born October 26th. Rita Wilson, born October 26th. Dylan McDermott, born October 26th. Keith Urban, born October 26th. Okay. I just jumped in with both feet on that. Natalie Merchant, born October 26th. How many maniacs did Natalie Merchant have with her? Guess what? 10,000 of them. 10,000 of them. Boy. Can't think of another band with that many maniacs, honestly. Anyway, that's the list of honorable mentions from October 26th. Let's get into it. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Number three, Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane, I'm not a huge fan of. I've heard that Orville is okay. It's pretty good, especially considering, the expectations going into it. Family Guy is not exactly known for being highbrow humor. There are a lot of people that will staunchly defend Seth MacFarlane's creative work. I would say that, my big problem with Family Guy is that it leans way too hard on referential humor and just like saying, hey, remember this thing? Wasn't that weird? And then they do that like visual gag where somebody falls over really fast. And those are like the two things that are on that show. So I'm not a big Family Guy fan. And I'm not a huge Seth MacFarlane fan, honestly. He's still influential on pop culture, I suppose. So he's the number three. Number three, most famous and influential person born on October 26th. It only goes up from there, though. Because number two, I'm going to say is, it really could go either way. I'm going to give it to Bob Hoskins. Bob Hoskins is going to be my number two. Bob Hoskins, known for a lot of things. Me personally, Eddie Valiant, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's my go-to seminal Bob Hoskins role. Or Smee from Hook. Both were very, very good. To a much lesser degree, he might be known as Mario from the Super Mario Brothers movie. I bet he hopes that you don't know him from that. I bet he hopes like very hard that that's not what he is known for. Anyway, Bob Hoskins, great actor, wonderful actor, extraordinary actor, born on October 26th. That leaves us to number one. Number one, I mean, it could be an argument here. There's a lot of people that probably would have gone with Bob Hoskins, number one, over this number one that I'm picking. I'm just going on sheer powerhouse body of work. Just thinking about the roles that I know this actor in. He's one of my, I guess, favorite comedic actors, particularly in satire, and that is Cary Elwes. Man. Think about the body of work there. Robin Hood Men in Tights was a great movie, obviously. Everyone loves that. Hot Shots. He played the analog to Iceman in Hot Shots. He played the Val Kilmer role. But of course, nothing comes close to touching Wesley from The Princess Bride, aka one of the many Dread Pirate Roberts. That was, such a great role, such a great film. If could you see anybody but Cary Elwes in that role? No, of course not. And in fact, the fact that you even sat there and thought about that for a minute, you know what? Shame on you. And you may think, shame on me for suggesting it. I was testing you right there. I was testing your dedication. And guess what? You failed. You failed so hard at true dedication to what a treasure Cary Elwes is. Okay? His performance in The Princess Bride cannot be replicated by anybody else. And that's true about almost every role in that film. That might be why it's so good. Could you imagine anybody besides Andre the Giant as Fezzik? Or anybody but Mandy Patinkin as Inigo Montoya? Or anyone except for Wallace Shawn as Vizzini? No, you can't. And you know what? Good job not trying. Because I was watching you that time, and you didn't even try. You just said, nah, that's not going to happen. Good. Good for you. That's what you should have done with our man, Cary Elwes. And the fact that you didn't says something about you. It doesn't say anything about Cary. It says a lot about you. Is anybody else, like, when you watch House of Cards, just, like, shook to your core over Princess Buttercup being that cold-hearted? Man, what a world we live in. What a world we live in. Princess to Vice President to President of the United States of America, Claire Buttercup Underwood. Amazing. That's amazing rags to riches story. Anyway, let's get down to brass tacks here. October 26th. Come on. Wow. You guys came to play. Good job. Good job. October 6th. Get comfortable. I've said it a few times. You guys aren't going anywhere. October 6th, still on the chopping block. October 26th, never even came close to the chopping block. They didn't even look over at the chopping block. If you asked anyone born on October 26th about the chopping block, do you know what they're going to say to you? What chopping block? I didn't see a chopping block. There was a chopping block? Yeah. They don't even know about the chopping block because they don't have to know about the chopping block. It's not on them. It's not on the October 26th of this world to know about the fucking chopping block. You know who it's on? It's on the October 6th of this world. It's on the Fran Dreschers. It's on the Jeremy Sistos. It's on the Amy Jo Johnsons of this world to know about that chopping block. And sadly, because of all that, it's on Elizabeth Shue to know. And don't think she doesn't know. Don't think there's not a night that goes by in the past 21 days where she hasn't just sweated bullets on a consistent basis saying, what is it going to take? What's it going to take to get off this chopping block? I know Elizabeth Shue enough to know that she's not content with this. October 6th, you are shaming Elizabeth Shue, every one of you, for not being better at celebrity and not being better at pop culture. So do something to fix it. Or you're going to get fixed. That's what it is. And by getting fixed, I don't mean I'm going to take you to the doctor and have them adjust your genitals. That's not what I'm talking about, because I don't think that's legal for people. What I'm saying is, if you're not a winner, you're a loser, right? Okay? You ever heard that bon mot? Probably not, because I just wrote it right now. Okay? I'm heated. The point I'm trying to get across here is that either you put the car in drive or you get run over, right? So October 6th, get to driving, because you don't have many days left. You really don't. We're down to the final week here. I'm past nervous for you. I am resigned, personally resigned, to the idea that October 6th will just run roughshod through this whole entire month and end up the loser at the end of the month. And they will have their seat in the Battle Royale for the finale coming next year, next September. I don't know if that's where you want to be. I don't know if you want to step into that gauntlet October 6th. You say, well, I got Elizabeth Shue on my side. I'm certainly going to win against all these other months because I got Elizabeth Shue on our side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got Elizabeth Shue and you got nothing else right now. Nothing else. So if you walk into that gauntlet with one name, I don't know how that happens for you. I don't know how you walk out. I don't know. So yeah, I'm floating the idea that October 6th, you might not have to just worry about this month. You might have to worry about being erased from history. It is a real possibility. Streak winner. Streak winner. That's what they'll call you. That's not a good thing. That might be the last time you're called a winner at anything. That might be the last time you're ever referred to. You ever thought about that? I'm not trying to get down on you. I'm trying to pep you up and make you into something that you're apparently not able to turn yourself into. And that is successful at not being the worst day in October. You're running out of time. We'll see you tomorrow on This Day is History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.